When you join a Satipatthana course, the technique remains the same. You had been coming and participating in a number of courses, the same technique, observing the 5 precepts, 8 precepts, developing your samadhi with the awareness of respiration, and then developing your panya with the awareness of the sensations and equanimity with the sensations. That means equanimity at the deepest level of the mind. This is what you had been practicing in all the courses, and this is what you practiced now also. The only difference, and a very important difference, was that the direct words of Buddha, this enlightened person, what he said about this technique, you were able to listen those words, you were able to discuss those words, you were able to understand those words at the intellectual level and also at the actual level, because you are practicing. Then you realize, yes, this is how Buddha wanted me to practice. This is how Dhamma wants me to practice. And look, this is how I am practicing. One gets all the more inspiration, one gets all the more confidence, and one works more diligently, more seriously. This is the advantage of coming to a course like this. The essence of Dhamma becomes very clear. The attachments to the outer shells of Dhamma, the substanceless outer shells, it becomes so clear. They are substanceless. The essence of Dhamma becomes so clear. This is the substance of Dhamma. The more and more one practices understanding the teaching properly at the intellectual level and at the level of panya, wisdom, the more and more the essence of Dhamma becomes clearer and clearer. There is no confusion about it. There is no illusion, delusion about it. One starts giving all the importance to the essence of Dhamma and starts applying it in life. Merely coming to a course will not help if you don't apply it in your life. Applied Dhamma, it is the applied Dhamma which gives all the fruits, all the benefits. Coming to a course is certainly not an escape. You have not come here to run away from the responsibilities of life. No. One comes to a hospital to gain the health, gain back the health. By gaining back the health, one uses it in the life, in the day-to-day life. One does not come to the hospital to stay in the hospital all the time. So also one does not come to a center like this to run away from the responsibilities of the life, gain strength, and then make use of this Dhamma strength to face all the vicissitudes of life. Vast majority of you are family men, family women, responsibility of the family, responsibility of the society. Dhamma will give you all the strength to bear the responsibility, to face the responsibility, and live an ideal life. Anyone who comes and practices Dhamma has dual responsibility. One responsibility is, of course, to get oneself liberated from all the miseries and start living a very happy, harmonious, peaceful life. Another big responsibility is to live such a life which will become an example to others. A Of course, you cannot please everyone else. But you have to be very careful. You don't harm anybody. You don't do anything which will hurt or harm others. And you start living a life which gives inspiration to others. If they see a Vipassana meditator living a life full of misery, full of tension, full of defilements, then even if somebody was thinking to come to a course of Vipassana, will hesitate now. Well, look, this is the product of Vipassana meditator. If I am also going to become like this, what's the use of my wasting 10 days? You have become a barrier, an obstacle for somebody to take Dhamma. On the other hand, if someone sees a person totally changed in life, change for better. After all, Dhamma is nothing but art of living, code of conduct, way of life. And they see this person is now living a better way of life. This person facing the situation so calmly, quietly, equanimously, wonderful. So good qualities are developed in this person. One gets all the inspiration. Let me also try. Everyone has got a scope of improvement. Unless one has reached the stage of Aranthur, unless one has become a Buddha, everyone has a scope for improvement. So everyone would like to improve oneself. But when one sees that this is the path which claims to improve people, but the result is not actually so, then one will hesitate to take any step on the path. But if one sees people walking on this path and getting the results of improvement, one gets all the inspiration. I better take a few steps on this path. Let me try myself. The first important thing will start happening. The members of the family. Even one person from a particular family comes to the course of Vipassana, practices properly, shows a big change in one's own life, then those who are nearest, they start observing this change in life. They start getting inspiration. Then one member after the other start coming to courses. We have seen this is how it happens. All the members of the family, the first benefit of someone coming to a course is all the members of the family start participating and they start working in Vipassana. And once all the members of the family start working in Vipassana, a big change in the atmosphere of the family becomes so clear, so obvious. Human beings living together, due to one reason or the other, there are misunderstandings, there are ill wills, there are tensions. All that get washed away. If they sit together, morning and evening, one hour Vipassana, then a few minutes of Metta Bhavana, they get up smiling. The entire atmosphere of the family, whatever tension there was in the past, is gone. Only cordiality prevails. All cordial atmosphere all around. It becomes an ideal family. One family becomes an ideal family, very happy, very peaceful, very harmonious. It attracts the members of other family nearby. They start coming to Dhamma. And like this, one family after the other, one family after the other. A particular community, the whole community starts enjoying peace and harmony. And it spreads. The whole country, the whole nation starts experiencing peace and harmony. And it spreads. The whole world will start experiencing peace and harmony. It all starts with the individual. So every individual who comes to a course like this has got great responsibility. dual responsibility. My life must change now, not only for my good, but for the good of so many, for the good of so many. After 25 centuries, once again, Dhamma has arisen. I am so fortunate that I have come in contact with pure Dhamma. Otherwise, in the name of Dhamma, I don't know where I would have been rolling in rites and rituals, in philosophical beliefs, dogmas, different sectarian entanglements. I got pure Dhamma now, universal Dhamma. I am so fortunate. And the time has ripened when this pure Dhamma will spread throughout the world. What can I do? How can I help it? When we give services, contributions, helps in different ways, but the best help is to be an example, a good example of Dhamma, to generate inspiration in the minds of the people so that they also walk on the path of Dhamma. Look how very peaceful, how very harmonious, how very wonderful life this man has started living. Why not I? This is the biggest service. When this course came to an end, like every course when it comes to an end, the students purifying the mind, by this technique dissolving the ego, as the closing time comes, they start developing these two qualities. One quality is, how can I help others without expecting anything in return? How more and more people, how can I be helpful so that more and more people come on the path and come out of their misery? The only satisfaction is to see others happy, peaceful, harmonious, without any expectation in return. And then the feeling of gratitude. These are the two rare qualities. Gratitude towards that enlightened person, Gautama the Buddha. How after acquiring this wonderful lost technique, he just not liberated himself and forgot about it, started distributing it with a free hand, with infinite love, compassion to others, and whomever he trained. Charat bhikkhave charikam bahujana hitaya bahujana sukhaya loka lokam paya. Having compassion on others, for the good of others, for the benefit of others, keep on distributing it, keep on distributing it, without expecting anything in return. The purity of the tradition maintained from generation to generation, from generation to generation, although in the country of its own origin, it got lost after 5 centuries, but others maintained for some longer time. The neighboring country fortunately maintained it for 25 centuries. That is why we got it. So a feeling of gratitude naturally arises. Some students come and express their feeling of gratitude towards the guide. But the only way to express one's gratitude is to get established in Dhamma, to get ripened in Dhamma. A father or a mother having some wonderful art, and they train their child in that art, when they find that this child, the son or the daughter, has become perfect in this art, better than even the parents, surpassed the parents, the parents take so much pride. They become so happy. In the same way, a guide in Dhamma gives Dhamma, And when he finds that these people who have taken Dhamma from me, look how they are developing. They are developing. May them surpass even the ability that I have. One feels so happy, so satisfied. There can't be any other way to express the feeling of gratitude. So get established in Dhamma. Get established in Dhamma, it will be so good for you and so good for so many others, so many others. How many will take inspiration from your life? It has just started. The revival of Dhamma, this is the time. One should feel very fortunate that I am born in a period when the pure Dhamma will again arise. It has again arisen and is going to spread around the world. I also become an instrument for the spread of Dhamma, for the good of so many, for my own good and also for the good of so many. One is really fortunate to get a human life, and human life in an era, in a period when pure Dhamma arises. One is very fortunate that having taken birth in a human world, in an era where pure Dhamma arises, one has come in contact with Dhamma. One has started practicing Dhamma. All these are very fortunate. Now grow in Dhamma. Grow in Dhamma. Get ripened in Dhamma. So that seeing your example on the path of Dhamma, more and more people get inspiration. More and more people start walking on the path of Dhamma. More and more people come out of their misery. More and more people around the world enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness. May all of you grow in Dhamma. May all of you glow in Dhamma. May all of you live a Dhamma life, good for you, good for so many others. Beneficial for you, beneficial for so many others.